Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Create Your Life video series. Thank you so much for being here with us today. And today we are talking about the gift of choice with my good friend, Corey Michelle. And, you know, she has been making a lot of choices for the past couple of years. And I've been watching her progress, stalking her on Facebook and watching her and getting some of her products, you know, which I have listened to over and over again. And perhaps may need to listen to some more. And but she has been making a lot of phenomenal choices. And that's not good or bad. It's just like, wow, type of choices, right? And so I'm so excited to talk to Corey about the gift of choice and what that means for her and her business and her life. And how has that changed everything for her? So Corey Michelle, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me back. I was so excited to get your invite. Is you and everybody that you have on is phenomenal.
And right? I know, right? And it's like, thank you. And, you know, and that's the thing. It's like choosing, right? When I decided to do this series the first time, it was a spontaneous thing. It's like, I want to do something fun, you know? So let's do this. It was just a choice. I didn't know how it was going to work out. I didn't know anything, right? It's like, I didn't know who was going to say yes. I didn't know who the participants were going to be, like people joining, right? So I didn't know anything. I just had a choice and I made it. And it was like, ah, so much fun.
Right?
Right. And that's the thing. It's like choice. What is what? And we're going to get right into it because there's, you know, this topic, choice, choosing, the gift of choice, creating your life, it's like huge, huge, right? So, in case there's somebody new who is watching this either live or later, can you tell us a little bit about your journey, Corey, with choice and choosing and just where you are now in your life and your business?
Yeah, totally. Oh, where do I start? Well, I will start this place, right? Because it was, well, up until 8 years ago, that's when I really chose something different. I thought I was choosing, and I would never have like said it's just a choice. Like that wasn't in my vocabulary at all. But I thought I was choosing different things. I thought I was choosing the right thing. Mm-hmm. Right. But all I was creating was everything I didn't want. Like everything was just getting worse and worse and worse. And I really, in my head, if you would have asked me, I would have said, I'm trying to do everything right.
Yes.
Which in my world would have been choosing everything that's right. And, you know, once I started working with the access tools, it was like every other tool I had ever learned that was actually could have worked started to work. And then access tools exponentialized with all of their wonderful tools and then everything I've been aware of. And so it's like this exponential sort of effect, right? When you actually go, wait a second, I don't have to choose right or wrong. Ah, like that was like spending my whole life just trying to be right all the time and trying to be perfect. And I didn't even realize how much of a OCD perfectionist I was because I thought I was laid back. I was cool. No, I wasn't. I was so not. I didn't even know who I was being because I was so controlling. And not to say that's totally gone, but I can follow the energy now and I can ask questions that allow me to choose based on energy and based on being in the question versus based on trying to be right or avoid being wrong. Because that was literally my entire life.
Wow. And you know, so far, everything that you've said is like, that could be my story. You know, it's like trying to do everything right, trying to do everything good and being good, you know, and all of that. And it's like, that was so hard. And yes, I am a control freak. I would like to say recovering, but you know what? I really don't think anybody can recover from that. So it's like, it is what it is. I'm a control freak. I own it. I acknowledge it, you know.
And yeah, I think the control freak stuff is we've turned an awareness of our ability to create into the control. Mm-hmm. And so just about flipping it the other way and going, okay, So what if I can control my choices? What if I can control my reactions into just flipping it into following the energy? Yeah. So I can be really controlling about following the energy, and that actually works for me.
Right, exactly. And right. What works for you, right? Do that. Do what works for you. And like you said, you know, when you started using the Access Consciousness tools, and we will be using Access Consciousness tools on this, in this series, you can find out more at accessconsciousness.com, and we will probably be using the clearing statement, and you can find out more about that at theclearingstatement.com as well. And these tools are phenomenal. Like, you know, what you said about all the stuff that you had learned before, because let's face it, we have all been there, done that. We've done everything, right? We've all sorts of different types of modalities, training, you name it, we've done it. And so when I started with Access, it's like, oh, well, I can only do Access. I can't do that other stuff. But I really like that other stuff, so I want to do the other stuff. But I really like Access too. So it's like, oh, what do I do? Neither. Right? It's like, I won't do anything. No, that wasn't exactly what happened. But, you know, I went back and forth, right, thinking which. But what you just said is like using the Access tools, following the energy, asking questions helped those other tools to work even better. It's like, oh, I love that. Thank you for that. It's like, yes, because, you know, some of the other stuff that I do is actually really phenomenal. And I didn't even get that until last week, you know, just Wednesday. I had a shit day, you know, I'll be honest, shit day. Everything was coming up, my body, emotions, mental stuff, you know, everything. And then I did some of the work that I do with my group, with, you know, and it's like, oh my God, it's all gone. I was like, oh, this stuff really does work. You know what? I am pretty good at what I do, you know? So it's just funny. Yeah. I'm laughing at myself. It's like, really? But when that stuff comes up, some of it is because of all the work that we're doing. I've been taking a lot of Access classes and doing body processes and running my bars and all that stuff. So all this stuff was coming up for me to look at and let go of and like pot and pock that shit, you know. It's like, fuck, man. But it was just, it's just so interesting just to have that revelation. It's like, I can still do the other stuff and do Access and have it all work together.
Yeah, well, and for me, what Access is really is showing you that you actually work. So, you know, like, it doesn't matter what works for you. Are you, you know, when you start to follow your awareness or trust yourself, like, know what your awareness is, and it's always ever expanding. So that's not even a conclusion. It's like, you know how to follow when your awareness expands and stuff like that. And you know how to choose. Choosing is the most important thing. So we're always choosing. And even if we're choosing junk, that we're still choosing. And when we're choosing to have our lives work for us or follow our awareness or choose things, you know, whatever, it doesn't even matter if it works, mm-hmm. Great. I was talking to somebody today about the CBD oil. It's the marijuana hemp oil, like the.
Yeah, I've heard of it. I don't think I can get it here, but they get it in the States and Canada for sure.
States and Canada and Australia's talking about it, whatever. So it's this big thing. And yeah. My friend said, she said, you know, all these Access people were, you know, going from, you know, all Access being like hardcore Access people to like, you know, CBD oil devotees. And I was like, well, she's like, what do you think about it? And I said, you know what? Whatever works, mm-hmm. Right? Like, yeah. It's just a choice. Like, if the CBD oil is contributing to you somehow, great.
Right.
It doesn't matter, right? Like, if a medication is what your body needs to change something, great. Like, it's not always about following the rules and only, you know, using tools that are in this body of work. Like, that's lunatic, crazy. We're aware of everything, and then when we allow the choice to allow everything and everyone to contribute to us and our awareness, because we're aware of it all anyway, that's when you get like this spherical awareness where you can choose from everywhere.
Because, you know, we have the, everything is available to us, right? And then in that moment, ask a question, what would contribute to be the most here? Or, you know, what would be ease? You know, because sometimes it's like, you know, like, yeah, going to the sun, going to a beach somewhere in Australia, that would be great for me and my body. But in this moment, flying 20 hours, that won't work for me, you know. But ask, what is going to work for you? And so questions, you know, are huge, right? And you use questions all the time. So I was watching something yesterday. Oh, it's The Free Gift, actually. Your Free Gift. I was watching that yesterday, and you said something. And it's like, oh, shoot, it kicked me in the butt. You know, you said something about priorities, right? Talking about priorities. And what are your priorities? And if your priority is to make $10,000 in a month, cool. And what's showing up for you? Is the $10,000 a month showing up for you? Or is you binging on Netflix showing up for you? And it's like, oh. I was like, and it's like, oh, okay, well, all right. So, I mean, yeah, well, once in a while you can binge on Netflix when you're having an off day, but don't let that be a distraction. Don't let that stop you from creating your life, creating that $10,000 a month or whatever it happens to be. That was just the example you used. But that's a choice too, right? Choosing to watch Netflix for hours instead of doing something in your business or doing something that's going to contribute to you. Can you talk a little bit? I can talk forever. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, totally. So the priorities are something I've been working with for about six years or so. And what I realized was that when you don't know what your priorities are, first of all, when you're not clear, there's no sort of congruency. There's no direction. Mm-hmm. There's no, like, you're like, I'm going to get in the car. I don't know where I'm going, which could be fine. Not knowing where you're going could be totally fine. Mm-hmm. And when you start using access tools, a lot of people, this is what I found with my clients is that, and myself too, is that life got better, right? Because you start becoming more aware and you start losing the judgment and you start choosing more. But what was happening for me and with a lot of my clients that come in, they're like, okay, it's better, but I'm not really exponentializing my business. I'm not exponentializing these certain things that they were really aware that they wanted to create. They were really gaining momentum. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, well, what are your priorities? And they're like, either they didn't have any at all, or they would say, oh, the traditional ones, family, career, mm-hmm. or business, or their husband or wife, or church, whatever. I mean, it's hard to even come up with because I'm so not in that priority world anymore. But when we're, you know, when I was raised, it was, you know, what are your priorities? And the Christians always say God first, mm-hmm. faith first. Right? That faith is your number one priority in your whole life. Mm-hmm. So if that is your number one priority, then you'll function, you'll make every choice based on whatever that means to you. Right? And then it's like family and then work, right? Where is sort of the order that I always heard it in. Yeah. And I've really only heard priorities talked about in with more, I'm just going to say religious people, right? And it always was like weird to me because I was like, that doesn't really make any sense, but I didn't have any other like awareness about it back then. But when I started working with them, I was like, well, wait a second, what if we switch this around? And instead of your priorities being something outside of you, what if the priorities were actually energies? Mm-hmm. And I went to this event with Andy Dooley, and he's this conscious comedian, right? He's conscious comedian. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember if I got this from him or if I just had this awakening at the same time. I can't remember exactly, but I remember going, you know, this whole, you know, the secret and the law of attraction wasn't working for me at all, because I would make vision boards, and here's what I had on my vision board: a hot guy, diamond ring, big fat diamond ring, mm-hmm. I'd have a beach, I'd have a yoga body, I'd have some money,
yeah,
Those were every year for like 10 years on my vision boards. And none of them happened, right? None of them happened. So I was like, okay, well, that's obviously not working. And then I realized that all of those things were accomplishments. They were results. All of my goals were results. My priorities were all result-driven. And I wasn't motivated by results. I wasn't motivated by money. I wasn't motivated by getting the thing, like all that stuff. None of that inspired me at all. So of course I wasn't taking any action because I just wasn't, those targets, for example, those priorities weren't congruent for me. Mm-hmm. But that's all I had, right? I didn't know any different. So it's like, well, it was like, oh, wait a second. What if I actually had energies, this energy of joy? Like, what if joy showed up in everything in my life? And what if the energy of money and having showed up in everything in my life? And what if this, and now with the access tools I've added, what if consciousness, like the allowance of everything and the judgment of anything was everything in my life? Mm-hmm. And I was like, would I care about the hot guy? Would I care about the yoga body? Would I care about all these decisions and conclusions about what I thought my life would make my life really great? It's like, no, I wouldn't care about how any of it showed up. I would be enjoying that it showed up, anything that showed up in those energies. Mm-hmm. That's when I was like, okay, wait a second. What if we make these energies our priorities and start functioning from that space? And since I did that, I pretty much, everything I choose is based on my energetic priorities and will it contribute to those? Mm-hmm. So like your question of if I'm going to go to Australia, I already live here, but if I was going to say I'm going to go to Austria, right?
Yeah.
Going there, can I ski? Like what's going on? Sled downhill? So if I was going to ask, it wouldn't be from the conclusions, for example, like you kind of pointed to the 20-hour flight or even the cost of the trip, I would look at, okay, so if I went to, just say Austria next week, mm-hmm. would it contribute to my having ease with money? Or having, mine is actually, my little thing is over there. I have a little frame that has them all listed. Mm-hmm. Would it contribute to my ease with money, wealth, and luxury? Mm-hmm. And you get a lighter heavy on it. It's either gonna
go. I would say that's a yes for me. I mean, like, yeah, that's light.
Yeah. And then, so you can pick something and, you know, look at a choice you're in the process of making right now. And then I would ask, the second one is consciousness. So will it contribute to consciousness, mm-hmm. light or heavy? And then will it contribute to me having a happy body? It's happy, sexy, and vibrant body. Mm-hmm. And then there's a couple more, but that's how I would ask and go, okay, so look and see. So sometimes I ask and it's none. And I'm like, wow, like there was an event I was going to go to that I was sure I was going to. And then I was like, well, wait a second. Let me actually just ask these mm-hmm. questions. And it was only matching to one of my top five. So I have everybody in the Art of Living Crazy Possible pick five. And I know everybody's like, oh my God, we're humanoids. We can't just pick five. Well, I have everybody pick five because then you can remember them.
Right, yeah.
If you have these five energies in your life more in a year because you actually chose them, your life is going to be completely different. You don't have to choose, like, focus on 150 different energies. Mm-hmm. Just choose five. And mm-hmm. it works. So it was only one of the five to go to this class. And I was like, oh, so if it's only one of the five priorities, then what I know is there's better. Mm. So I said, wait, okay, cool. So not going to that class, because if it's only contributing to one of my priorities, not doing that.
Yeah.
It's got to contribute to three or more. And usually now that I'm really attuned to them, it's because you attune to them and then you start asking for them. And then the universe will start delivering because, you know, ask and receive. So then I said, all right, universe, show me what matches all five for this particular time frame. Like what's, you know, show me what else is possible here. And then something else showed up. And then all of a sudden this cascade of things started opening up with this really cool thing we're about to create. And I'm like, right at that timeline that I wouldn't be able to create if I was traveling across the frickin' world. Mm-hmm. You know, even though I would still like to do that class, yes, just it's not the right time.
So then it's about being aware, right? And choosing and asking questions.
Yep.
Right? And I think, I'll be honest, I don't think I ask enough questions. I choose, but I don't always ask the questions, right? And am I always following the energy? When I ask the question.
Well, what I love about this particular way is it gives me sort of a, like for me personally, because if I could just choose to follow the energy around the universe, I would be prancing around the universe, mm-hmm. which I've done. And you just follow the light thing to the light thing to the light thing to the light thing, and it leads you into amazing places and amazing experiences and all sorts of stuff. But what I knew for myself is that doing that wasn't ever really getting me very far. Like it wasn't really getting, I was going like, you know, 10 Ks an hour instead of 700. Mm-hmm. And I really wanted to be on the 700 lane.
Yeah.
That sounds hard. So how do I get there? Like, what's it take? What do I need to have that?
Yeah.
And it's funny too, because one of the things in the Art of Living Crazy Possible we do is we set targets from this totally different place based on the energy, not based on conclusions. Because most people set targets from, all right, well, I need to make $10,000 a month, so that's what my target is. We don't do that at all. Mm-hmm. And it's funny, I was working with a client the other day, and we were looking at her financial targets. And I said, all right, so what do you want to charge for this particular package? And she said, like, $1,500. I said, nope, higher. She says, that's what she looked like. I was like, mm-hmm. what?
Mm-hmm. Like, what?
Yeah. Call me out on that. That wasn't light at all. And I was like, no, it wasn't. Higher. And so she went higher. I got her all the way up to like $40,000 for this package. And she's like, holy cow, Corey. I had no idea that she knew, but she didn't want to really admit it to herself that her point of view was that at $1,500, that's what people were going to be able to pay. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't light.
Right.
So anyway, we rearranged it. She got to $4,000 for this particular thing. Was actually like light. Well, what I know is that the truth will be light for you. Mm-hmm. So if that $4,000 is light, choose $4,000.
Right. So I'm having resistance to this. I'll be honest. So part of it is like, I'm not motivated by money. I'm not. I never have been, right? I have money. It's not a worry for me. So I don't do anything for the money. But it would be nice to have more money so that I can do more things and create more in the world. And, you know, some of the bigger projects that I have in mind, you know, they require some finances, right? So it's like, but when you're choosing and when you're looking at your priorities and working with priorities, how do you get around the whole money thing when you're not motivated by it? But you know that this society, this 3D reality runs on money. And so, you know, you need to have it. Yeah. And it can be fun when, especially if I'm traveling and stuff like that, and if I'm buying jewelry and things like that, I do enjoy that. So it's like, but I'm not motivated by that. It's like, that's not the big thing for me. Consciousness is the big thing, you know? So it's like, how can I marry the two? That might be a question for everybody.
That's a question for a lot of people. Can I ask you a question?
Yes. I'm already like freaking out weird. It's like, oh God, she's going to ask me a question. Yeah, go ahead. Ask me a question.
All right. So... if you were willing to receive 100 times more money, what would that contribute to consciousness?
Wow, so much. Yeah.
Woo. Yeah. So can I just do a clearing?
Yes, please. I have so tears because it's like, oh my God, it's like huge. Yeah.
Yeah. So how many of you guys are refusing receiving money for whatever reason you have, not motivated by it, it doesn't matter. I had a whole bunch. I had like layers and layers and layers for myself. How many of you guys are refusing money that is actually keeping you from being the change in the world that you came to be? Everything that is, all your reasons, all your what I call bogus priorities.
Yep.
And everything you've been doing to lock yourself in that jail, and all the jails where you destroy and uncreate all those.
Yes.
Yeah. Right, wrong, pod, pop, online, shorts, pros and cons. I call those bogus priorities because it's like what I say I want to do is I want to contribute to consciousness, right? Which there's that. And then you go, okay, what's showing up is...
Not enough of that.
Not enough of that. A gap. Excuses about not wanting to make money. Yeah. Saying I have enough when really it doesn't match that energy over there. That's the bogus priority. Yeah. So then having this like complacent like wish and hope for this over here, mm-hmm. but really kind of feeling stuck maybe over here or whatever's going on. That's what I would call a bogus priority. So something's not congruent.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And when we can actually get congruent with that, I'm going, wait a second, I came here for something bigger. What do I need to change? What else can I choose? And how is it that I can be, like, how can I be congruent with being the change in the world or creating new realities, whatever reads for you, mm-hmm. that I came to be? When I started asking those questions, I was like, oh man, I'm going to have to make a lot more money.
Yeah, right? And it's like, I have big plans and big ideas and big dreams and big, like, huge, right? And it's like, and I can't do it by myself either, right? So it's not like one person can't do everything that I have this big vision for, you know? So it's like, okay, you know, I can't do it by myself. And so it's like, okay, I'm looking at my time frame now. It's like, okay, I'm 50, I'm going to be 51. In a month or two, it's like, okay, I still have another 20, 25 good years in me. My husband's like, no, you have another 40 years. What are you talking about? It's like, okay, I got another 40 years. Like, I can do
it. You know, there's a new show on Netflix that I just saw the ad for it yesterday, where they actually, when your body starts going, they actually transfer your consciousness into another body. So, hey, 40 years, you might be set.
Oh, that'd be great, huh? But yeah, it's like, so for all of you, what bogus priorities do you have going on in your life? You know, so it'd be interesting for some of you to just write into the chat, what are some of your priorities? And really, what's showing up in your life? Are those priorities showing up? Are you enjoying life having those priorities, or is something else showing up? And so, you know, a lot of us, I know, it's like, not quite, almost, you know, so I'm like at that almost, not quite, you know, it's like, it's pretty good, but there's just that little bit missing, you know, it's like, yeah, my life is really good. I have to admit, I'm so grateful for how my life is turning out to be for the past 7-8 years, and still not quite there, you know? So what else is possible here?
Yeah, that's what I call the gap, right?
Yeah, and that's the gap.
Yeah, that's the gap. It's funny where people's gaps can be. It can be like where I was, where it was like my whole life stinks. And then now, even there's still a gap. And because every time you create more, you become aware of the next energy and the next expansive space, whether you know what it looks like or anything like that. Most of the time you don't, especially when you're expanding, right? You're just aware of whatever you're aware of. And there was something I was going to say. Oh, the money. One really amazing awareness I had, because I'm not actually motivated by money. Otherwise, I would have had a lot of money a long time ago. What I realized for myself is that I'm actually more inspired and motivated by experiences. Mm-hmm. So for me, I'll create, like the first time I just really outdid myself, I created for a 7-day class in... Well, actually, I've done it a number of times. I've created like crazy, like for 7-day classes. Apparently, those are motivating to me. Mm-hmm. I had $12,000 in 2 weeks, which was for me at the time like crazy money. And I was like, no, I'm having this. And I chose it. And people a lot of times will say, I'm choosing that. Bull crap. You're not choosing it really until you're willing to do whatever it takes and be whatever it takes to have it. and you're not letting anything stop you. That's choosing it. But when people go, I'm choosing it, I'm choosing it. No, you're not. You're not. Let's just be real here. You're not choosing it. There's nothing wrong with that. But just stop lying to yourself and you're actually going to have an easier time.
Well, you're choosing it mentally, you know, you're choosing it, but in your life, it's not showing up. So you, like you said, it's like you're choosing it until something stops you, that whatever that happens to be, whether it's money, whether it's ease, whether it's whatever happens to be family, whatever. So yeah, you're choosing it until something stops you. And so what you're saying is real choice is about choosing and then doing whatever it takes to have it, you know, and doing whatever it takes really doesn't mean saying no to a lot of the stuff that gets in the way.
Yeah, it's doing and being whatever it takes. It's about making every choice to have it. Now, and as we know, like the timing isn't always your timing, right? Mm-hmm. Universal timing. So if you say you want to go to this particular class in this particular place at this particular time, and you're like, go, go, go. Well, it might end up being three classes later, but you're like, I'm going. I'm not going to not have this, you know? And so it's not about like, if you don't make it, judging yourself either. It's about, okay, well, I didn't make that one, but I'm going to keep going because I'm still having this.
Yeah. And I think people judge themselves when they don't, when they can't go to that one class that they wanted to go to. And then it's like, I didn't get the money, or like the money, and what I've heard people say, the money didn't show up. So I couldn't go to that class. Right? The money didn't show up.
Where's the money going to show up for magically, like...
That's what people expect. I mean, and I've had these conversations with my own clients. It's like, money's not... It's not going to just drop out of the sky into your lap. That's not the way it works. You know, money is an energy. But you also have to do and be something in the world to bring that money to you. You know, like, you have that stream. I just wanted to... address the comment in the chat. As much as I enjoy watching Netflix, I see that I gotta make myself something and what I can do to other people. Well, I'm sorry, I didn't get it. And yeah, what does choosing mean actually? If you want to unmute yourself, you can.
Make myself known to other people. I don't know what I wrote.
So, and make yourself known to other people. Okay, cool.
Yeah, so I have to go to places and tell them, hey, this is what I'm doing. Here's for information. Actually, I did that. Okay, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. I did that yesterday. And I'm going to do it today too. And with the choice and the choosing, for me, it was for a long time, I choose it. But actually, I didn't become the thing or the situation that I wanted to have it. So I was struggling with this. Oh, choose this, choose that. And I chose it. And even I asked the question, if I choose it, what will my life be like? Don't choose it, what will my life be like in 5 years? I get the light and the heavy. Mm-hmm. And everything I chose contributed it, but for me, so much easier just to be that energy that I would like to have. And then things are coming, like things. But now I would like to choose the money. That's it.
Be the energy of money, right?
Yeah. I do the book sometimes.
So when you say that, I do the book sometimes, you know, to me, that's like, all right, maybe you should do the book some more, you know,
but it's, yeah, not, maybe.
But it's not just about being the energy of the money. Then it's still also the doing. What are you doing to bring that money in, you know, and like Corey, yeah, about what are your priorities? So if your priority is to have more ease, more fun, more joy, more meeting new people, right? How is that showing up? And when you're meeting the new people, what are you talking about, right? Are you talking about the weather, or are you talking about something that, you know, is going to really bring more of that energy of that,
yeah,
energy that into your life? Corey, please jump in, because I'm just like, I'm sure I messed up somewhere.
Yeah, well, it's the doing too. But the other thing too, like, if you're, I mean, when you're ask and receive, when you're congruent, that's when everything shows up. When you're not congruent, that's when it's really hard and a struggle and things go away and big bills come. So congruency is like, if you look up congruency, it actually means harmony.
Harmony.
And if you relate it to what we're talking about with the energies, if you are in harmony with your choices, what you're asking for, what you're saying yes to, your actions, your being, everything shows up. And you don't know how it's going to show up. And it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be a lot of work. And sometimes I work really hard. Yeah. And you know this, right? Yeah. Like yeah. There are times where it is full on and you go. And then there's other times where it's like, wow, I had a week where I only worked 2 hours a day. This was awesome. But if that's all you want to do, you know, in your business, then you've got to get to that spot. And the most important thing is getting congruent. And when you are congruent, then it's literally like the, because here's how I see it. Do you guys have Amazon Prime where you are? Do you have Amazon?
I do, yeah. You do. Great.
Yeah, right. So Amazon Prime is, if you go onto Amazon.com, it's got like a billion different products. Mm-hmm. And if you go on to Amazon, and you don't know what you would like to have, it's overwhelming. You mm-hmm. don't know what to do. You don't know where to go. You don't know what to search for. And you definitely don't know what to order. So if you order something, you might be like, you might get it and be like, I don't really need that. Mm-hmm. But when you have clarity in what you would like to have your life be like, for example, you go onto the search engine of Amazon and you say, I would like a computer monitor and a selfie stick. And you go, bing, boom, find it, say yes, order it, find it, say yes, order it. It's delivered the next day. Bam-o. You're clear what you want. You said yes to it. You put your ask into the universe, which is your order, and it shows up. You get what you would like. When you are clear, when you are not clear, so when you're incongruent, you get lots of other things and it's not as ease filled. But when you're congruent, it's kind of like that.
I like how you said about the harmony, you know, because I was just about to ask, what exactly does congruence mean? What is that? And when you mentioned harmony, it's like, oh, okay, I get that. So if I am not receiving as much money as I would like, it's because I'm not in harmony with having or receiving money. So I need to do that book. I have it. I have both of them. And it's like, and I've tried.
Well, and I would even remove the conclusion there of I need to do the book and just ask, what could actually contribute to me having harmony with having this energy with money? Mm-hmm. Right, or whatever it is, ask the question. It might be the book 7 billion times, or it might be something else.
You're right. Ask the question instead of going to the conclusion of I need to do that. Maybe you don't need to do that. Maybe that's why I haven't done it all this time, because I don't need to do that. Maybe there's something else. Instead of judging myself, right?
That could be a great place to start, because harmony and judgment do not exist together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Cool. So, Claudia, do you have a question or comment?
What I found very interesting, observing what's happened in my life in the last few months, I've received a man, everything and everything around that. I've moved from Austria to Switzerland, and it was just like, okay, done that. So what is next? What can I create? So these classes showed up. And what I'm perceiving now is, that I'm judging myself for making these choices in regards to this relationship, okay? So, because that's something that I've chosen, that's actualized in my life, and so I find this call very interesting. And if I can say important, because it's making me aware again of the intimacy with me and to keep on creating what I would like for my life. And For me, this the issue of intimacy with me is showing up through this call.
Hmm. How does it get better than that? I see the, you know how they say when a pilot is always, is never on target.
Yeah.
For the destination. It's always, same thing with a ship. It's always redirecting itself because there's air, there's all these other factors, right? And even in the ocean with a ship, there's waves and there's storms. I mean, there's all sorts of stuff, right? And so when we come to the conclusion, oh, I'm on target, oh, I got that, then you stop paying attention, right? We stop being aware. We stop asking questions. We stop tuning in to our awareness, and we say, oh, I got relationship handled. And then you're like, wait, it was 6 months later. I lost myself. What happened? Oh, you went into your old stuff, and you just weren't present. That's all. You weren't present to what actually matters to you. It's such amazing awareness when you sort of wake up to that and go, huh, now I can renegotiate this here, ask some more questions, right? One of the things that my partner and I do is we have this ongoing thing of let's check in. It's about every 30 to 60 days. And we go, hey, is this working for you? Is there anything we need to change? Anything we need to upgrade here? And we both have the freedom to actually leave at any moment or say, no, it's not working for me anymore. And it just keeps getting better.
Yeah.
And we both get to ask for what we want, and it's an ongoing thing. We don't just only do that, every now and then, but we're in conversation, but we have that space and freedom. And that really works for both of us because we're both super independent and both always need choice. Yeah.
Through the last couple of weeks, I'm within this relationship, I will call it thing. It's really amazing. I've received a lot of judgments of me. And I've been classified as chaotic, unstructured, totally unpredictable, and he has so much structure. So for a couple of weeks, I've just played the game and thought, okay, if I tune myself down, what would happen? Because that was the first time where I thought, I'm going to play this fucking game and see what shows up. And then I got so frustrated. Oh man, I felt like a volcano. So I then chose to go back to my unstructured, unpredictable, chaotic me. And that's when joy showed up again. Mm-hmm. And so we had a cup just before I left, the morning before I left to go here to Germany. He took me to the station and then he stood there totally droopy like a dog, in front of the telly, and said to me, I'm so sad. I said, yeah, fine. And I was smiling. I was grinning. And I was not. Yes, I was happy just to be on the move again and be me. And he then said, do you know what? I don't know if I can live with you. You're so chaotic. But I think it's my structures that keep me from me. And I thought, fucking hell, this is brilliant.
What an awareness.
And that's when I realized by tuning down, I created a space where he could realize what he was doing. And if I'd gone and resisted and, kept on banging the walls, maybe this wouldn't have shown up.
I haven't been better than that.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm really happy. Thank you so much for both of your contribution and everybody else's on the call.
You're amazing.
That's great. Thank you.
It's interesting, too, because it's if there is no wrong choice, if you've never made a wrong choice, if you can never make a wrong choice, then every single choice will contribute to you if you're willing to have the awareness of what those choices create. Mm-hmm. Right? And going, oh, that's what that created. Now, is that going to work every time? No. How much did you follow your awareness?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's about
Thank you so much, right?
Being present and being aware and asking questions. So wonderful.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. So I wanted to take a few minutes to talk about the free gift that you have for us, for our community. Courtney Michelle. For those of you who are on the live page, I think it's on there right now. I have to always go there, but can you talk about the free?
Yeah, I can talk about it.
It was amazing. I mean, I watched it yesterday, like I said, and it's like, I got so many awarenesses for myself. It's like, oh, this is so good.
Yeah, it's really good. It's one of my favorite things I've ever created that's free out there. It's called The Unicorn's Guide to Living Crazy Possible. And it's actually highlights 9 different elements of creation. And what I found in my working with people and my own stuff is a couple of things. Number one, people like us can't follow a formula. We are not born to follow a formula. And so a lot of the stuff out there that wants you to follow a formula, here's the steps, do your business like this, you know, all that sort of stuff, isn't going to work. But then we use that as validation of the wrongness of us versus going, well, maybe it's brilliant that no formula works for me. How do I work? Mm-hmm. What is possible for me? What am I brilliant at? What can I create? So what this does is it highlights some different areas that a lot of times we're not really looking at. And maybe you don't have necessarily as many tools around to ignite like the space of the priorities, the space of the targets, and a few other things. And it really, like, I have people go through that and they're like, oh my gosh, I always thought I was messed up, and now I know I'm not, just by watching that free thing. Yeah. And then at the end is an invitation to the Art of Living Crazy Possible class, which if it calls to you, choose it. But if not, hopefully the guide alone will be a contribution to you.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, and that's what, you know, I got that aha about the priorities and the bogus priorities. And, you know, it's like, what are your priorities? This, and what's showing up in your life? Oh, not that. It's like, huh, interesting. I keep saying this is my priority, but somewhere there's that gap, right? And it's like, okay, I need to close that gap. And it's not the, I know I'm using the word I need to, but yeah, fuck man, I need to close that gap. That's what I'm, sorry, kids.
Oh, don't be sorry. I say whatever you say.
But there's kids watching. So it's like,
Oh, there's kids. Oh, sorry.
I said the F word. But, you know, for me, for this year, it's like, okay, it's time to close that gap. You know, it's time to get clear on what my real priorities are instead of these bogus priorities, and without any judgment. And it's like choosing what's right for me and choosing where I want to go. Because like I said, life is really good. I mean, it's never been this good. So, you know, I'm really happy about that. And what else is possible? You know, what more can I create and what more can I contribute? You know, for me, it's contribution is one of my big priorities, right? So contribution and consciousness are the, you know, up there, you know, as well as joy and ease. I love ease in my life. You know, I like having ease. I love having fun and joy. And, you know, I need to look up some more, but contribution and consciousness are really up there. So it's like, okay, am I really contributing as much as I would like? No, it's like, you know, like it's so small. It's like, oh, but there's so much more that's possible. And there's so much more that I would like to create and would be fun for me. And when I'm creating, I just like, I'm on fire. It's like, I'm so excited, you know, and when I'm not creating and I get bored, that's when those other wonderful thoughts come in and like mess me up. And it's like, thank you. You know, it's interesting, but no, thank you. I'd rather focus on my real priorities, you know, instead of those bogus ones. And I love Netflix, but I think I'm going to be canceling my Netflix account. Because, yeah, you know, if I really want to veg for a little while, I can watch so much other stuff on stuff that I've created, stuff that you've created, Corey, stuff that other people have created already, you know, that could be a little bit more.
Well, and you could still keep Netflix and choose.
I know. I won't cancel it. People all over the world have access to my account. So it's like, they'll be like, Mom, what happened to the Netflix account?
What happened here? What's going on? Yeah. And it really seems like I still have Netflix, and there's some space for me where I just get done, and I got a veg, and Netflix is a great way to do that for me.
Exactly.
Where I go overboard for myself is when I really get into a show and then I want to watch like 7 episodes in like a short amount of time. And then that's when I'm like, I'm actually avoiding something here. I got to ask a question and pop myself right out of it. But there's even if there's nothing wrong with that, it's
and we're making fun of it. There's nothing wrong with it at all. You know, if it feels like, do it, whatever, right? It doesn't matter. Just, it's up to you. But I find for myself, just, you know, as an aside on the Netflix thing, sometimes when I'm watching Netflix, it gives my mind a chance to rest. And then other information, other downloads come in, you know, while I'm watching, you know, so I'm half watching and half aware and half receiving, you know, so it's like, it's still, you know, but it's great. So, there's a comment on there says, actually Corey's video helped me to pull myself together. Oh, I didn't know you were a part.
How's it get better than that?
That was so funny. It's like, I didn't know you were falling apart or whatever, but yeah, isn't that great? And it's like, you know, there's so many tidbits in it. So much wisdom and so many, just so much in it, in the short video. It's like, oh, that was, and I watched the whole thing. It's like, you know, cause it's like, for me, it's like, really? I don't think I have time, but I watched the whole thing and it was so good. It's like, that was really cool. So, you know, it helped. It helped me too. Like, it kicked me in the butt, you know. It's like, oh yeah, maybe I need to look at my priorities and do something different.
Priorities. And what's so interesting too, like with the Art of Living Crazy Possible stuff, where we actually dive in and look at it. Some of the first three modules, so if you check out the videos, you'll see this, but the first three modules are difficult for people to go through. Because what I actually do is I take your face and I go, okay, we're gonna look here. Okay, not so bad. And you're like, oh, that wasn't so bad. And it's all the things we've been avoiding, all of the things we've been making ourselves wrong for. But when we look at it from a space of no judgment, in sort of it's kind of like a method. It's just this, we're just gonna take steps together, basically. And you're like, okay, great. Now module two, and people are like, wah! And they squirm, and then they go. Mm-hmm. And once you get to module four, it goes, and everybody in the group right now, because we just hit module four last Sunday, we could go, and they're just like, ping, 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 and they're setting their priorities, and they're posting them in the group, and they're excited, and they're like, things are showing up for them already, and they're like, they're actually, by module four, we're actually getting congruent. And so eliminating those things that they've been choosing that aren't congruent, because they can actually see them now with no judgment. They actually see those things and go, oh my gosh, that's what I was doing myself. I had somebody message me today and she was like, Corey, this is gold. She's like, I've done so many things over the years and this is the first time I'm actually not making myself wrong. And I'm like,
that's
yeah, that's a miracle. And I'm in the business of creating miracles, so.
And so even if you join now, it's not too late. Even if, you know, Corey's on week four, you know, it doesn't matter. You can still go and join and follow at your own pace. Because let's face it, some of those calls are like at 2:00 in the morning. I might not be
on the live ones. The live ones you guys are. Yeah. I've got a plan for that. So actually, the class closes at 2:00 in the morning your time. It's 5 p.m. Pacific on Sunday, like right now. Mm-hmm. But I will be opening another one. And that's a really cool format, how we're going to set it up to go forward. So if now is not the right time, don't worry. We will do another one. Just get on my list and opt in, and you'll get the updates for when we do launch the next one. Yeah.
Cool. And so... Thank you. And so, yeah, please do take a look at it. It's you know, it's 77 minutes. It doesn't feel like 77 minutes, but it's juicy. You know, I know Corey talks about juicy all the time. It really is juicy. And just be open to it and see how it can possibly kick you in the butt too, like it did me. Just give you an awareness of where you're at, right?
Don't do it. Stay far away from it. Stay far away from clarity with your priorities. Don't be congruent. You'd be like this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, it's a matter of what is it that you really want to create, you know, and this is still the beginning of 2018. And it's not even, you know, for me, it's not ever about the beginning of the year or the end of the year. It's like every moment in your life is a new beginning. Every day that you wake up is a new beginning. So what do you want to create, you know? And so the gift of choice is that you get to choose your life. You get to choose what you want to create. You get to choose what you want to experience, you know? Yeah. And what lights you up? What brings you joy? Like what is fun for you? And so, you know,
what are you resisting?
What are you resisting?
See what that creates. That's what I found for myself, is it wasn't always about following the lightness. Sometimes I had to choose what I was resisting. Because on the other side of the resistance, not heavy, because people get heavy and resistance sort of go lumped together.
Yep.
But resistance, when you're going, I don't want it, I ain't doing it, that's resistance. And you want to make up a lot of reasons why not, that's resistance. So when I choose through the resistance and I like and choose it, that's when the magic happens.
Ooh, interesting. I'm going to have to look at that resistance part. It's like, oh yeah, I can.
Module 4 at the very end, I have a whole thing I talk about that. So.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
but you know that resistance is an important topic as well, because it's like, where are you resisting your life? You know, where are you resisting who you are and who you be in this world? And just like, you know, yeah. For me, it's always been judgments. I've been resistant to receiving judgments. You know, and so judgments is still, you know, beating me up a little bit here and there. You know, so that is like, you know, I don't want to do anything wrong. I don't want to look bad. I don't want to, you know, all that kind of stupid stuff. Whereas I've gotten so much better, you know, and so now it's like, I don't care. You know, it's like, if somebody doesn't like the way I look, they don't like the way I talk, they don't like what I say, doesn't matter. Is it contributing to me? Yes, I'm going to do what worked for me.
Unicorn horn. They want to judge me and gossip about me.
I was going to mention the unicorn horn because, like, in case people didn't know what that was, you know, so what's that on Corey's head? Yeah.
It's for fun. It makes me, it gives me joy. Yeah. That resistance thing is huge for people, and we want to make it wrong and misidentify it. But what I, all of what you said, and I'll add, when we're resisting what we asked for.
Interesting.
You want to contribute to the consciousness that you're aware of, whatever that is. Where are you being? That's where you'll find those choice points that go, that you choose it, and all of a sudden everything changes.
So how do you know if it's resistance and not something else?
Heavy?
Yeah, not heavy or not fear. I know fear is not real, but still, you know, people have that.
Yeah, one thing to look at is just ask, is this heavier resistance? Get awareness on that. Another way is, if you're doing the squirmy, I don't wanna, like, you know what that is for you, the squirmy dance. And everybody knows. And if you're justifying and defending your choice not to. So if you're like, well, I'm not going to because blah, 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 and you have layer after layer after layer after layer of justification and judgment and defense, and even if you're making it something wrong or you wrong or whatever, that a lot of times is resistance, because heavy is just heavy. Heavy is just like, oh, that's heavy. You don't have to actually defend it. Now, sometimes we do, but you don't have to, and it's not as fierce. Like, it's usually like a fiercely not wanting to.
So can you do a clearing around this whole resistance thing? Because I'm just getting like, oh, I see where perhaps I was resisting, you know, because it was something I was thinking going to something, and then this stuff came up and was like, oh, maybe that was resistance. I was just resisting. It's like, huh, interesting.
Well, yeah, and then another thing to look at is, you know, to ask yourself, or I like to have other people ask me questions too. So truth is, if you choose that, will it create something you've been asking for? This is where you got to be brutally honest with yourself.
Yeah.
Right? You got to go beyond all your points of view and go, okay, so if I choose this, will it create energetically, light or heavy, will it create some will it contribute to creating what I've been asking for? And you know. Because if you come up with reasons, you're not being honest with yourself.
So when, you know, I know, like, we're already late, but I was just going to mention this one little thing. Again, one more little thing. When I was thinking about your program, I asked questions, right? Because I think I texted you, so you were probably asleep at the time, but I texted you saying, I said, oh, I'm watching your video and I'm asking questions about the program. And so one of the questions was, if I choose this, will it make me money? And I got heavy. I got a no. And then I said, okay, so, or I said, that's interesting. And said, okay, if I choose this, will this create more of the future that I'm desiring? I got a yes. I said, oh, okay, cool. So then I asked more questions about that instead of the money part. And then it's like, oh, because I'm still resisting the money part. It's like, that's why I got the no, because, you know, it's like, that's not a motivation for me.
Exactly. And that's one of those, I call them point, God, I hope we can go over like another 30 seconds.
Yeah.
The point of view, so when you have a point of view, like your money one, right, that's like right here, then anything that'll contribute right here, you can't even be aware of because you can't even perceive it because those points of view are in the way. Right? So you couldn't even allow the awareness in, not just you, but when we're doing that to ourselves, we can't allow that awareness of truth by you having more of you and having clarity of everything that you're going to change in this class. How much more money will you be able to receive?
Versus, I just got that now. Yeah. The whole thing is like, about the whole money piece, like, that's why it was a no, because I it's not a motivating factor for me, and it's like I have those issues around it, blah blah blah. But creating more for my future, that was a yes. It's like, oh, all right, so I'm gonna do that. So who was that? Somebody, maybe it was Claudia or Tunde. I hope I'm saying your name properly. Maybe we need to do that money book. to clear all those things around that. So thank you, Corin, Laura. This is great. And, you know, I mean, I laugh and joke during all of this, but, you know, some of this stuff, it doesn't have to be so heavy. It doesn't have to be so significant. We don't have to make it so bigger than ourselves. Choosing is about choosing what's right for you and what's light for you and what is going to create your future. If you get that, or if even just expand your life, expand your future. But you know, what's going to give you more ease? Choose that, right? And that's, you know, just really quickly, 30 more seconds. The gift of choice for me has been like so empowering. You know, when I started choosing for myself, it's like my whole life completely changed. It's like completely transformed. I mean, I don't even think, you know, when I look at my family, it's like, I knew I never belonged with them, but now it's like, I'm like light years away, light years away because of the choices that I'm making and following that energy. Cause I am following the energy. I don't always call it that, but it's like what feels light and expansive and joyful. Do that, choose that, and then see what happens and create and keep asking questions, right? And keep choosing and keep being present and keep being aware and following the energy. You know, I could do this whole show by myself for like hours.
Well, it is the Alara show, so.
But it's like, it's just amazing how I can like talk forever. It's like, man. But yeah, so thank you. and this free gift that Corey's offering, yeah, it's already changed my life, and you know, I'm now tapping into that change and what that can create for my life is like, I'll have that, you know, and exactly right. So I'm a unicorn, definitely, absolutely. I'm weird and wonderful, and choosing for me, and choosing, you know, for greater contribution, choosing to expand more consciousness on the planet. But you know what? It's not even about that. It's just about more consciousness for me, you know? And that in itself will radiate out to the rest of the planet. You know, so have fun, right?
So have fun, enjoy yourself, be you.
Exactly, be you, change the world. I think there's a book.
That brilliant guy, Dr. Dane, wrote that awesome book.
I've been reading so much stuff lately, and it's like, brilliant. That's brilliant. That's brilliant. You know, and doing the body classes, I'm like, yeah, you know what? There's something here. This actually works. It's changing something in me.
Right? How did we get so lucky to have access in our lives, have each other in our lives? And all of these unicorns and magical creatures, people will say to me, well, I think I'm a dragon or something. Oh, this is great. The unicorn is just like a symbol for magic.
Yeah, and it's an energy, and it's a facet of you. You know, like, we are multidimensional, everything. And like, we're infinite beings. So if you want to take on the properties or qualities or values of a dragon, go ahead, you know? We can all be dragons, or you can be, you can be a unicorn, whatever you choose. It doesn't matter. Just be you, whatever lights you up.
Be you, do you. You're going to be good.
So for those of you who may have joined somehow and have not actually signed up for the series, please do so at alara.at/CYL. So that you can get the free gift that Corey is offering, as well as the other guests, okay? So thank you so much, everyone. And the video will be on YouTube shortly, as well as on my podcast. So you will have access to that once you sign up as well. So please do. It just makes it so much easier for you to get all the juicy information and juicy calls and videos and so on. So
sign up. Thanks, you guys. Thanks for having me, Laura. And thanks for being freaking amazing, awesome beings on the planet right now. How cool is that?
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. And thank you for having coffee with me. Yay, I think it's time for another cup.
I'm going to get that.
All right, bye, everyone. Have a great day. Until next time, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good to see you.
Good to see you guys. That was terrible. That wasn't any fun at all.
Thank you.
No fun at all. Bye. Okay.